As we refined Jeff's behavior and visual design, we thought a lot about how we wanted players to feel about him. The goal was to have playtesters describe Jeff with words such as menacing, threatening, and deadly. And for that reason, it became important that players not survive if they got too close to Jeff. So we decided that his attack should result in instant death. This would teach players unambiguously that Jeff was too dangerous to trifle with, but it left us with the challenge of teaching this to players without necessarily killing them. The approach we took was to give the player opportunities to witness Jeff attack and kill other characters. Early versions of the level included scenarios where Jeff and the player would encounter zombies and combine soldiers. The player could attack these enemies, or use sound to lure Jeff into place so that he could pummel them with his massive arms. This gave players an opportunity to witness Jeff's power and his method of attack without dying at his hands themselves. Unfortunately, this outcome wasn't guaranteed, as some players would opt to kill those enemies themselves, and having these other characters present was also quite expensive in terms of animation, sound, and level content. We were already grappling with the challenge of keeping this level well-paced and within scope, and so we cut these sections. But this still left us with the original problem of how to demonstrate Jeff's ability to kill without killing the player. We chose to address this by adding beats to existing animated sequences. For example, when the player opens this two-handed roller door, we added a headcrab for Jeff to munch on in full view of the player. We also added a similar beat to the later elevator ride, with Jeff smashing a headcrab against a wall before melting it down with acid.